Okay, so yeah, I am half English, half American. My father was in the Air Force. He was based at Chick Sands in the UK. He met my mother. They were fortunate enough to have this perfect child you see in front of you. I have a brother and a sister. We moved back to America, and I lived the first 10 years of my life in the United States. And my father was a chess master. That was his job. After he retired from the Air Force, he's a professional chess player. So I grew up around professional chess players, which is kind of an unusual climate to grow up in, because you're growing up around all these ultra intelligent, semi-autistic, they're weirdos, right? Yeah. You can't be that good at chess and be normal, right? They're like human calculators. They're all a bit strange. And you have ex-KGB members and like math nerds. And it's just a very weird kind of climate. And my father was a chess master, but my father was very unique because my father was also a professional wrestler and had physicality. So you have like a bunch of dorks. Then you have my dad, this big black dude, and he's like competing in the chess world. So I grew up in a very kind of strange world, and I was a professional chess player. I was on my path to being a professional chess player at the age of 5. I was the state chess champion for Indiana, and I was the best ranked player under the age of 10, and I was on my way. So I played chess for the early part of my life, and then at the age of 11, my mother and father split up. My mom took me back to Luton. Great place. Lovely. Mm-hmm. So from the age of 11, I grew up in Luton. A lot of people talk about how stressful it was that their parents broke up. And I mean, obviously I was very, very young. I don't think I was necessarily too upset by it. You know, I was still, my father was very realistic with me, and he said, look, I'm still going to see you, but you're going to England. It is what it is. So I don't think I was particularly upset by it. I definitely wouldn't say I was traumatized by it, but it did alter my life trajectory because I lost my chess coach. Up until then, I played chess 3-4 hours a day. It's all I did was chess, chess, chess. When we left, not only is there no chess scene in England like there is in America. In America, there's lots of chess in the schools and these kind of things. There's no chess scene, plus I had no coach. So for a while, I was kind of lost, I would say. I had 4 hours free a day that I never used to previously have. And I mean, I didn't get into too much trouble or too much mischief, but I was certainly a bit, how can I replace this thing I used to do all of the time?
What did you replace it with?
I ended up replacing it with fighting.
Yeah, from a young age?
From around about 15, 16, I started kickboxing. And I think that fighting and chess are extremely similar. To me, they aligned. They fulfilled the same gaps in my psyche, right? People always say, how did you go from being a chess player, which everyone sees as geeky, to a kickboxer? And I said, well, chess is one-on-one battle, right? That's all it is. There's no luck involved. There's no team. There's no wind that can blow the ball. There's no, you know, it's one-on-one. It's a fight. If you lose, you messed up. And fighting feels the same for me. So for me, I thought, well, okay, I can't learn chess well enough without a coach. And I can't find a coach in the UK who I trust to teach me chess, but I can find a coach who can teach me to kick people's ass. So that's kind of how it started.